Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, happy Monday to everyone, the last day of March, the almost 3 months of the year concluding. So that which God has put in our heart to do for this year, 2025, our year of fruitfulness, let us be busy taking some steps and managing the vision that God has given unto us. One of those things we must do is
win souls.
Win souls. And with Easter coming, it is a wonderful time. The door is open to win souls. So please be inviting people to your church's Easter service. And if you don't have a home church where you plan on spending Easter morning, come join Celebration Tabernacle at the Space Coast Convention Center. We will be having a 10 a.m. Easter morning service, and within that service is going to be a dramatic illustration, a play called Follow the Yellow Brick Road, and the Yellow Brick Road represents salvation to the cross. So please come on out, be a part of that extravagant celebration that is in the works for April 20th, 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center.
You don't want to miss that. You don't really want to miss that. The month is a great month for each and every one of us in April to win souls. This because Jesus went to the cross, died for all humanity. That was the purpose of Jesus coming into the world. He to lay his life down so that we can have life. Redemption story. So now is the time to win souls.
Amen. So now we're reading Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So God tells us we need to go where? To all nations and to baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we have to have a spiritual encounter with God in order to be able to tell other people about salvation. A human encounter won't work. You have to have a spiritual encounter. God works different. He doesn't work the way we work. But we must submit to his power. We are the clay and he is the potter.
Yes.
He molds us into his perfect will.
Yes.
So it's time to win souls. That's the message today. And the main focus is to win souls for Jesus.
Amen and amen and amen. What a great way to open up on this Monday morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 says, everything has a time, as a season, have a purpose. And so I will encourage each and every one of our listeners that this is the season to win the lost to Christ. Let us ask God for a heart of compassion so that we can do the great commission, that we can do it. Go ye therefore. So the message is to go. The command is to go. The commission is to go. Where? To all nations, to every corner, to every community, to every city, to every town. And do what? Communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are lost. So let us get busy with this command from the Lord Jesus Christ.
As we explore Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, we could bring in from school, you know, those questions, who, what, when, where, and how.
That's right.
When we are working to understand, to comprehend things that we read, our teachers direct us to those questions, who, what, when, where. and how. So in that verse, it answers all those questions. Who is to win souls? Us.
Us.
All of us. Where are we to do this? In all nations.
Yeah.
What are we to do? Make disciples. Teach them. Baptize. How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Because he is with us through the Holy Spirit. And when are we going to do this?
Now.
He says go. Go when? Go now. And the helper of the Holy Spirit is within us. That's why Jesus said it's a good thing for him to go to the cross, because after he knew, after he went to the cross, after the resurrection, after the ascension, that the Holy Spirit would be released to dwell inwardly in all flesh, and so that we're able to do the great exploits. Even the disciples, things changed after Jesus was ascended and the Holy Spirit came upon them. Things that they couldn't do before with Jesus in human form, they were now able to do because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that was so good. When? Now. Mm-hmm. When are we to go? Now. What are we to do? Make disciples. So it's clear cut. And I open this morning as we come to you, the Holy Spirit of God. This is my prayer that the Holy Spirit will ignite a passion in you for those who are lost, and that you're ready to share the good news of salvation, what God has done for you. Oh, look around you. He says, go where? To all nation. All nation mean all community, all town, all city. In every city, in every town, in every community, there are those who are lost. And we who have Jesus Christ, who have been set free, now need to help those that are blind this morning. Because the Bible teaches the God of this world, if the gospel is hid, it is hid from those who are lost. And why are they lost? Because the God of this world have blinded their eyes so that they cannot see. Okay? So we whose eyes have been opened need to go to those whose eyes are blind and cause them to see the message of hope and salvation. So I beg you this morning that you will grab a hold of this passion and let us go out and win souls.
Amen. So ponder this. How can we do this and see results? Mm-hmm. The number one thing is to pray for soul winning.
Yes.
In order to win souls, we must pray this way.
Yeah.
And we have to ask the Holy Spirit to give us that nudge on who is the lost.
Yes.
You know, because not everybody wants to hear about God, you know, who, for whatever reason, and they will reject us. And that's okay. God will put in front of you the person that needs to hear the gospel, and you can minister to them. And if they don't want to hear it, then just move on and go to the next place. The Bible says, wipe the dust from your feet and move on. But we have to be in constant prayer, and God will never leave you, and he will always nudge you to know that person is the one you need to go pray for and to tell him about me.
In Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 35, it tells us, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease from among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So Jesus, he was one person. Yes, he had his disciples, but he was going and going and going, and it seemed like it was endless, the multitude of people that still were seeking healing, that were still counting themselves as sick. So he's going through all the cities. He's going through all the villages. He's teaching. He's preaching the kingdom. Healing is breaking forth. And then he continues to move, and here are more multitude with the same situations. And he's moved now with compassion. What is his drive he sees them and he sees that they're weary. He yes. sees that they're scattered. He said he compares it to like sheep having no shepherd. So now he turns to his disciples and he tells them, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So it's the same way that a lot of us feel at times, like there's so much to do. How is all this going to get done? One person can't do it by themselves. Even 12, 20, 50 people can't do it by themselves because there's such great need. If you look into any human issue, homelessness, drug addiction, if you just look into any human issue, there's so much that needs to be done. People who could classify themselves as sick and diseased, there's so much that needs to be done. People who classify themselves as fallen under different mental health diagnoses and stuff, there's so much to be done. So when we look at the harvest, we need also more laborers into the field. Otherwise, we're going to be discouraged. We're going to stop trying. But he says, what's the solution to that? Pray the Lord of the harvest to do what? To send out laborers into his harvest. And notice it says it's his harvest. Sometimes we feel like all the pressure's on us to do something, to respond. But it's his harvest. So if it's his harvest and we're willing to go, he will work through us to reap his harvest.
Yes, and it's so awesome here. Jesus doesn't ask us to do anything that he didn't do. Mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 28, he said, go ye therefore and make disciples. He tells us where to go, to all nations. In verse 35 of Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, then Jesus went about all the cities, everywhere, all the cities. And not only the cities, the village, the town, wherever people are. And what he's doing? Exactly what he asked us to do, present the gospel. Mm-hmm. So let us follow the example of Jesus Christ. He did not tell us to do something that he did not show us how to do. Now Jesus met with the multitude, Pastor Diane, as you just said, the multitude was there. It was endless. Mm-hmm. So he says, okay, we need a strategy to solve this problem. And we got to go to the Lord of the harvest. Mm-hmm. So we need to go to the one, not my office, his office, the Lord of the harvest.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus was saying, pray to the Lord of the harvest. He didn't say, pray to me. We'll pick that up tomorrow. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.